Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Eye of the Storm. This fire will pull you in all kinds of different directions, pushing you left, right, front and back, from positive to negative, from happy to sad, from wild to calm. Perhaps it will feel like a caress across your senses, but more likely than that, it will be a storm, an intense raging whirlwind, a tornado of tension and temptation. At times, we cannot control our mind. Sometimes we have all these feelings building up inside of us, and there's nothing we can do about it. We try, of course, we do our best to compose ourselves, to be all prim and proper, to be calm. But this is not what we feel inside, is it? This is not what you are feeling right now. I wonder which emotion comes up first. See, it's easy to smile when someone says something funny or happy or nice. It's easy to feel good when you feel the tone of my voice being playful and gentle. And then it can feel like you're being pulled down, reminded of some of your loneliness and moments, of the times where you need someone to hold. And there are times when your body is going crazy with lust. I shouldn't talk too much about it because it's those moments that are often a bit taboo, hidden away from the world. We can't let too many people know what you're feeling, can we? Or perhaps submission. A moment when you listen, when you let your mind submit to the sounds, the senses, feeling like you need a place to be, to kneel, to sit, to surrender. A place where you can let go. Or perhaps maybe you are pulled into an even different direction, a mixture of one or more. Like a whirlwind going around you and through you, you can almost feel the tug of something pulling you along, a spiraling, endless, wonderful and yet maybe overwhelming sensation. Awareness is merely one of those moments where you think you know what's going on. But do you? Are you? Is there any control left in your body and mind? Or is that merely an illusion? When I remind you of how naughty you could be, those shivers that can run down your spine, oh yes, and that obedience, strength. What kind? Maybe you are alone, listening, curled up in bed, blankets around you, thinking of moments where it was so nice and warm. And then finding those moments, feeling held, protected, safe. Fleeting thoughts and memories mixed with meandering senses that twist and turn, pulling you deeper into the spiral of feeling all kinds of things. Are you hot, craving, wanting, needing, feeling your heartbeat increase with a delicious desire to touch? Or do you feel a desire for calmness, obedience, emptiness, blank? A moment of nothingness, split by purpose. Or maybe your mind melts away with the words of a story, a drifting, dropping sensation of adventure, and smiles, feeling good for a while because there is something good inside, like a gift. Wrapped in the prettiest bow, smooth material, rustling paper, being torn of the box. What's inside the box is never quite as enticing as the wrapping, is it? It's kind of a pity. The surprise is a promise, so pretty. And then, once we open the box, all that's left is what's inside. If the box is empty, is that better? Would it be nice to imagine all the things the gift could have been, that perfect, wonderful gift? The warmth of a hug. Moments where you're held in time, suspended, drifting in space. No need to think or do, only exist, drift, drop, fall and flop deliciously, until there is another pull that pulls you away into a sharper space. There could be a hint of pain as well, together with pleasure, a spank that echoes in the wind, and fingernails that slowly descends along your spine, leaving streaks of delicious tingling. And a caress, a soft, teasing caress over your chest and your thighs. A desire that slowly builds, teasing that wills its way into your mind until all that you think is a desire for release. And it happens faster and faster, another pull into sadness, feeling the memories echo inside of you, trying to hold on to the warmth and the heat until tears slowly find their way. But before they can truly escape, another pull pulls you forward, deeper, back into a smile and a hug. And a spank takes you out of the hug and back into that naughty feeling that is so nice and arousing, empty and obedient. A silence of sadness. A warm smile of warmth, happiness, desire, delirious, spank. Confusing and constricting at the same time as the storm pulls you deeper and deeper. You keep feeling yourself flung all around, back and forth. You can almost feel the rhythm of the storm, but it's so difficult to hold on because it goes so fast and yet so slow. Arousal, happiness, sadness, obedience, warmth, calm, pride, uncertainty. The warmth of a knowledge that you've done a good job, that you're listening so well, or the doubts that you might not be going fast enough or too slow. And then the words flip by again. They take you with them, a deep, intense pull into obedience, as if you're dragged down, down into this deep, wonderfully dark place where there is an intense dominance constricting every movement and keeping you safe, a soft, tingling sensation spreading through your body. It may even arouse and entice you as fingertips tempt and tend to find different places, tingling over your sensitive spots until they know your buttons. Then they leave, leaving you alone with your thoughts, your feelings, turning and twisting in the storm, dragged along, worn down. Until you see a ray of sun, a warm feeling on your face, a shining sensation of heat that spreads deeper and deeper through you until it almost burns with desire, a craving that forms down between your legs, wanting to touch, needing to give in, and before you can move, you are pulled even further with a spank down into that space between the feelings again, where there are tears flowing. Not quite sadness, maybe a longing, a wistful feeling, a happiness, because the feelings are memories of good times. So good, in fact, that everything else pales in comparison right now. So vivid, you can feel them, taste them, smell them, hear and see them. And then they fade again in the rush of experience. You almost feel the loss of the moment, but then again, you go blank with a delicious feeling of sensation spreading through your body, a pressure pulling and pushing you along, where you are forced into submission, taken down. And up, around and around, spiraling, twisting, turning, twirling into a deeper, deeper place. It's going so fast now that a single emotion is almost impossible to discern. It's going faster and faster. You feel obedience, arousal, sadness, happiness, wistfulness, memories. You even feel that sensation of the past, those rose-tinted glasses of a perfect moment that once existed, and then that too flips by into anonymity of your memories. Before you can grab hold of it, it's already on to the next thing. Nostalgia, but also the feeling of new memories, of the future, expectation, things that will still come to be. all those good feelings that will happen in the future, the smile, the sunlight that you're looking forward to. You can feel all of it happening at once. You can feel all these sensations bombarding you with information, and it all happens everywhere around you. You can almost be deafened by the sound of the sensations that push against you, that pull around you. And then it stops. You drop. The calm, the eye of the storm. All around you, you can feel, see, hear everything far away. The eye of the storm is so calm, so soft. It is the perfect place to rest after everything. You can feel the balance building inside. Every healthy person accepts the light and the dark, the past and the future, the happy and the sad. And here in the eye of the storm, there is a perfect balance. All those rushing emotions are kept out by a mutual balance of pressure. And sometimes, when you need it, you can find this place again. You will remember the eye of the storm, that no matter how intense it becomes, how overwhelming things could be, there is a calm beyond it, as long as you're willing to face it. Complete, total calm. And once you're in the eye, the center of the storm, it's so easy to find balance here, to stay relaxed, empty, and obedient. And in a moment, this file will end. If my voice follows, you can remain so deep. Otherwise, you will awaken still inside the center, able to stay there and balance all of it, looking and learning, developing yourself. Feeling strong because you are right here in the eye of the storm. Enjoy.